You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishor. The latest inflation report is out. That is the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, and prices in December were up 5% from the year before. That makes 3 months in a row where the rate of price increases has been weakening. Inflation, bottom line, is slowing down. But also slowing down are income and spending. Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FHN Financial in New York and joins us, as he does on Fridays, to talk about it. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, Sabri.
All right, so we have a few months of data now that kind of tell a story, at least for spending, for expenditures. Spending was pretty high in October and then fell sharply and has been coming down since. What is that telling us?
It could mean that after last year, when it was really hard to find stuff when you went out shopping for Christmas late, people were determined to get it done early, and they did. You know, the Christmas spending season pretty much ended at Halloween. Alternatively, it could mean that people are bracing for a recession. That is, it's normal to see savings increase when people start to worry about the possibility of losing their jobs.
Well, some good news in this report is that incomes grew faster than inflation for the first time in a long time. Is that encouraging?
Yeah, that's right. And I would say that's proof that the Fed is finally gaining traction in its inflation fight. We saw a smaller rise in inflation this month, and therefore an increase in real income. And while there are some reasons to be a little nervous looking at this broad report, that is one reason for optimism. When we have real income growth, ultimately, long term, that's a huge positive for the economy.
Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you too, Sabri.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.